are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. Chatting with me today is Denis Piquet about his recent appointment as the new Executive Director of the Lapville Museum. Thank you so much, Denis, for being here with me today. I really appreciate it.
And thank you very much for the invitation. That's highly appreciated. Thank you.
Can you please start off by just introducing yourself to the community and tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
All right. Well, I guess the most important thing for my being here is that I have been involved in marketing, advertising, and nonprofit organizations for my entire career. And so whether it's an NPO or even, you know, marketing a museum, I mean, for me, it's very similar to what I've done with other clients where you're trying to build their business. You're trying to make it grow and prosper. So I've been doing this since the early 1980s. I grew up in northern Alberta.
Okay.
And and then moved progressively further east, except for a little year journey in Vancouver, and then Toronto, and then Montreal, then the South Shore. And then 10 years ago, my wife and I decided that we loved this area, so we bought a permanent residence in the township. So we're actually in Sutton.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. So now you consider yourself a townshipper.
Absolutely.
Great. Now, have you been involved with the museum in the past in other ways, or did you have other roles in the past, or is this like your first time that you're actually connecting with this museum?
No, this is my first. This is my first connection, and it actually came quite serendipitously that I was on the board of directors of the theater Lapville through people that I knew at the theater. Somebody informed me that the museum was looking for an executive director, and after many years of spending many hours of nonprofit work for free, then finally I said, "Hey, this is pretty cool. They actually pay, and it's something that I really embraced as a challenge." So as soon as I saw it, I thought, "I hope I get it." And I worked hard at convincing the team that I was worthy of being hired.
And what kind of drew you to the museum? You know, you probably could have had a role like this in other institutions or whatnot in the region. Why this museum in particular? What made you really, what drew you to it?
I think it's really the love of history. And it's something that even as a small child, my great-grandmother she developed that as a hobby. And then she convinced her daughter, which is my grandmother, to help her in her cause. And they ended up developing a book on the pioneers in northern Alberta, of which my great-grandmother is one of them. And I remember going to the Jubilee Auditorium, which is our big hall in Edmonton, and seeing the two of them get accolades for what they had done. And then I watched a lot of my family members also trying to search for our roots. Searches that went as far as the Gaspésie and all over whenever we found a potential connection. So I think that, you know, when I looked at my career and I said, I've done a lot of, you know, a lot of things I really have enjoyed, but to me it would be really kind of like a final sort of cap on my career would be to really get involved in history and to do this for the, you know, out of enjoyment.
Yeah, and it allows you to learn more about the
exactly.
area as well.
Yeah.
Now, what changes or ideas do you hope to bring to the table with your new position? What direction do you hope to take the museum in now that you are the executive director?
I believe that I was hired, and what my mission is the same, is that I really want to take the museum to the next level. And why is that important? Museums, as theaters, as many other organizations outside of large cities, are finding it more and more difficult to exist. And I believe that museums face the same situation. So, in my opinion, we either have to grow and expand and to be relevant and compelling to people from even a broader region. If we don't do that, then I think longer term, you know, you're going to see a lot of organizations will shrink to the point that they may not exist anymore. And we don't want that to happen.
Do you already have perhaps ideas of projects or initiatives that you hope to carry out at the museum and to work alongside like the curator and the other people who are involved at the museum? Do you already have things in the works?
Yes, one project that that we will be introducing, and it's not my original idea, but it was something that that had been planned for, was to do an exhibition on the British home children. Yes. And the reason for that is that throughout Quebec, if we look at the number of young British children that were brought over several generations later, when you think of what that impact was, it's been documented in a number of sources that up to 1 in 10 Quebecois, have had connections with a home child.
Yeah.
So it's a very important topic, and so we will be working on this, both within the museum, and then I've already marshaled some large grant applications in the hopes that we can expand this home children theme into other avenues.
Yes.
And I won't know what the outcome is going to be on that, but but we'll just keep on pushing until we get more resources and to do more. But I think that's one very, very key exhibit and topic that we want to develop further.
Yes, I know that I'm actually a descendant of a British home child. My great-grandfather was actually sent here in Milton.
Wow.
So I did a lot of research on it, and I know it's a topic that's making its way. More people are discovering it and learning about it, and I know that it's something that people want to learn more about.
And it's a topic that is even so large. A few months ago, just before the end of the summer, I had taken a trip along the South Shore, almost to the Gaspésie, and I remember we saw a sign for Gros Eide, and we went to visit Gros Eide, and I realized that even in my family, one of my great grandmothers was from Ireland. And so we looked we spent an entire day at Gros Eide, and even there, there's a cemetery just for children alone.
Yeah.
And imagine that journey that those children took from, from far away, and some of them didn't even make it here because they were sick, or they got sick once they got on the island. So, I mean, it's a very, very key topic, and it's something that I believe that we can become very passionate about.
Yeah, and it's a significant part of Canadian history.
Yes.
for sure.
Yeah.
Now, why you kind of mentioned and touched on it at the beginning of the interview with your experience in marketing and helping nonprofits and businesses kind of get their name out there and build. But why do you, from your perspective, why do you think you're the best person for this role and to take on this role?
Good question. I think, first of all, I don't think I've ever been afraid of any challenge I've ever encountered. And so I think that's important, because when you get into an environment that, especially an organization that's been around for over 100 years, and you come in to try to affect change, I mean, inevitably there will be some issues to deal with and some relationships to work on and some challenges to address.
Yeah.
But I believe that I've been fortunate in my life where the vast majority of problems and challenges, I've been able to address them without without getting too despondent. And so that's, I think, number one. And then number two, I think because of the tasks that I have to accomplish, then I need to have a very broad business acumen, from understanding finances to how to raise funds to how to motivate staff to how to find resources outside the organization. So I think that when I look at all of the, what the position requires, I can say, well, I think I've worked in all these areas before.
Now, I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention, Denny, that you think would be important for the community to know about you, to know about the museum, upcoming things that, you think would be important for people to be aware of.
I think enough about me. I believe that for anybody who is listening to CIDI, for anybody who lives in the Brome County, and that's beyond, what was originally called Knowlton, but throughout the county, I would encourage anybody to and everybody to visit the museum. We've had a very good attendance, a lot of visitors this year, but even when I do my walkabouts and I talk to friends or relatives or acquaintances in the area, and I'm still very, very surprised by the number of people who've never been there. And so that is really, I think, an untapped opportunity. But I think it all starts with people hearing about it and to be reminded that, if you've got an extra hour in your day, why don't you drop by and have a look?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Denny, for being here with us. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.